Today, FBI Director Robert Mueller said that he believes there will be more terrorist attacks on the United States, including suicide bombers like the ones in Israel. And yesterday, Vice President Dick Cheney said that another major attack by Al-Qaeda is, in his words, almost certain. In addition, the vice president said yesterday that he would advise the president not to show a controversial intelligence briefing to Congress. Some say the memo could have been a warning about the September 11th attacks. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says that Cheney's reluctance to show the document is par for the course for the Bush administration.
For all my journalistic bias towards disclosure, I can appreciate Vice President Dick Cheney's position that some information involving sources and methods must be protected. But his argument would carry greater weight were it not for two facts. First, something I learned in my reporting days is that government agencies have a way of leaking classified information when it serves their purpose, especially when that purpose is putting down another agency. The current uproar about what the president knew and when he knew it originates in leaks concerning two classified documents. One was a memorandum dated July 5th from FBI agent Kenneth Williams in Phoenix, urging his superiors to investigate men from the Middle East training in American flying schools and who might have connections with Osama bin Laden. The memorandum was not acted on. The CIA says it was only belatedly advised of it, and that made the FBI look bad. The other leak was about the CIA's August 6th briefing memorandum for President Bush titled, Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S. That leak was accompanied by word to the Washington Post that the White House was disappointed because the analysis lacked focus and provided no new intelligence. And that made the CIA look bad. It's harder to argue for keeping secrets when these secrets seem to be selectively leaked by those in charge of protecting them. Furthermore, the argument for keeping real secrets is harder to make when an administration has acquired a reputation for being generally obsessed with secrecy. For example, the White House is resisting giving Congress information about Enron contacts with the Cheney Energy Task Force. It is sitting on Reagan-era documents, by law scheduled to be released last year. The Justice Department withholds information about witnesses held for interrogation in the 9/11 investigation. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge is not allowed to testify before congressional committees. The administration would get more support for keeping real secrets if it didn't try to make so much secret. And then, if it did a better job of protecting its secrets from interagency feuds. This is Daniel Shore.